This is the internal investigation confidentiality law. Legality statement.
We talked about that. You can't be criminally charged unless you perjure yourself. So tell the truth to these guys. And if you have to speculate, make sure you explain to them that you're speculating because you're not sure.
Okay.
This is perjury affidavit. Okay, this is for case number 2025-001. Employee being interviewed is Austin Yelvington, a sergeant with Flagler Beach Police Department, ID number 7064. Being interviewed by Commander George Bender, ID 376 with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. At the request of Chief Downey, I was authorized by my Chief of Staff to conduct an internal investigation to determine any violations of arrest procedures and Flagler Beach PD directives. Today's date is May 20, 25, and the time is now 9:16. Location of the interview is Flagler County Sheriff's Office Operations at 61 Sheriff E.W. Johnston Drive. Officials present during the interview, Commander George Bender. We have Flagler County Sheriff's Office General Counsel John LeMaster, Kyle Totten with the International Union of Police Associations, and Sergeant Austin Yelvington with Flagler Beach Police Department. The reason for this interview is that you are the subject officer of the investigation. The allegations are as follows. We're looking at violations of arrest procedure. This is an administrative, not a criminal investigation. You have been given to read and sign copies of the Police Officer Bill of Rights, Garrity Statement, and perjury form. Do you understand your rights?
Yes.
Do you have any questions concerning these forms?
No.
You have been given an opportunity to review all statements and all existing evidence. Have you had sufficient time to review the statements and evidence?
Yes.
I'm Commander George Bender. I am in charge of this internal investigation, and I'm with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. This interview is being recorded. And all of your statements are to be made under oath. Please raise your right hand for me. Do you swear and affirm that the statements you are about to make are being made by you under your own free will and are truthful to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that these statements are being made under oath, and any statements found to be untruthful made by you could subject you to disciplinary action up to and including termination and or being charged with perjury?
Yes.
Do you understand that the charges are being investigated? What the charges are that are being investigated?
Say that again.
Do you understand what the charges are that are being investigated?
No.
I was asked to look at, see if there was any violations of policies and procedures.
Yes.
Okay. Is Mr. Kyle Totten the person you have chosen to represent you?
Yes.
Sir, I'm required to advise you that when representing an employee during an interview, a representative must remain civil and may not interfere with an employer's legitimate efforts to conduct an investigation. An employer may lawfully remove a representative from an interview if they engage in disruptive or hostile behavior. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Sergeant, how long have you been employed by the Flagler Beach Police Department?
January 2013.
Okay. What is your current duty assignment?
I am a patrol sergeant.
Are you familiar with the incident occurring on March 2nd, 2025 on the boardwalk in front of the Funky Pelican involving
yes.
Jeff Gray?
Yes, sir.
Have you had any past interactions with Jeff Gray?
No.
Were you familiar with him prior to this event?
No.
At all?
No. No idea who he was.
Okay. Can you describe his behavior during the incident?
His behavior, he seemed calm. Yeah.
Okay. Did he touch anyone, harass anyone that you observed?
Did I observe? No.
Okay. How did you determine that he was on city property?
It was based off past practice. For 13 years of me being there, we have always treated the boardwalk and pier area as it being city property. And pretty much that we could treat it just like somebody who owned a business. You know, if a business owner wants somebody trespassed, that's their right, and that's something that we do. And, you know, at the time, I thought we were doing the right thing because I thought it was city property. So.
Okay. You stated in the key considerations that Mr. Totten sent me via email that officers have historically trespassed individuals from city property at their discretion. Is this something that officers are trained to do?
No.
Is it just kind of a copied practice or something that is followed? They followed previous officers' interaction?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then you should have the... you know, a copy of this as well, where I went back through LERMS and showed how many times it's actually been done.
Yes, I have all of that. Who told you this was an acceptable practice of issuing trespass warnings?
For up there?
Yes, on the city properties.
I don't recall. That would have been 13 years ago.
Okay. Can you describe the Flagler Beach Police Department arrest procedures?
To
the best that you can.
Let's use this for an example. We get a call that somebody is committing a crime. We establish that we have probable cause to make an arrest. We then make the arrest, and that's it.
Okay. Did you receive any training on the arrest procedures?
We powered EMS, yes.
Okay. Who provided that training? Did anybody specifically provide that training to you?
Jamie Zeal is in charge of our powered EMS. So.
Okay. Is the way Jeff Gray placed in the patrol car consistent with Flagler Beach Police Department procedures?
What do you mean?
How he was placed in the car, is that consistent with your procedures?
Yes.
Okay. There was a period of time when you and Officer Luttrell were speaking, but your Axon cameras were muted. Do you recall what the conversation was?
The majority of the conversation was me explaining to Officer Luttrell why we did what we did, since he was fairly new. And there's one point in the video, I'm pretty sure, where I point to the west side of A1A and actually told Officer Luttrell that if he would have been standing over there, we wouldn't have done anything.
What type of specific training, if any, have you had in regards to the First Amendment and First Amendment auditors prior to this incident?
Prior to this incident? I can't recall anything off the top of my head.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions you would like to ask the sergeant?
Yeah, just a couple for clarification. You understand this is about arrest procedures and not the whole incident. And they did not interview Mr. Gray, and you were told why. You agreed to continue on with this. You agreed to the interview knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got to do it for the tape.
Yes. So yes.
Okay. And about how many times is it? To the forms that we gave the commander. How many incidents did you say that there were?
Just at the area of the Funky Pelican was 24 people who had been arrested.
Okay.
And these numbers, in my opinion, are actually not accurate. They're going to be low.
Okay.
These numbers, I would say, are probably going to be, in some cases, quite a bit higher because, as you know, with certain situations or certain calls, you can't have a header for every call. So if it's something of higher priority like a physical disturbance, we would have labeled it that instead of trespassing.
Right.
If that makes sense. I don't know if that came out right.
Yeah. And you were told that this was like actual city property. This was city property rented to the Funky Pelican. And they had control of it?
Yes.
Is that how the understanding you went?
Yes. The building, yes.
Okay. So that little space on the sidewalk. All right. That's it.
And then I haven't given you this. I just got this the other day. I don't know if you want it. But so in the past, we've always been told that all of the pier and boardwalk was city property. And you can ask anybody in our department, and they would have told you the same thing. But after doing my own research, and you can find this on the property appraiser's website, this is the 100 block of South A1A.
Mm-hmm.
So directly behind this is the new hotel that's going up.
Right.
They now own all of this of the boardwalk.
Okay.
So this is down where, this is at South 4th Street where I gave you the stuff about Stephen Torma,
mm-hmm.
Where he was found guilty of trespassing.
Okay.
This is not owned by the city either. There's also up on the north end of the city where if you were, say, walking down the boardwalk, the property lines is almost right in the middle of it where, yes, the city owns one half and the other half is owned by the state. And like I said, we've always been under the assumption and it's past practice that everything up there is cities and treat it like it is the city.
Okay.
Commander Bitter, do yes. I have one more?
Go ahead.
Knowing what you know now, though, would you have made, if you could go back in time, would you make that arrest today?
Absolutely not.
But at the time, you felt like you were justified and you had probable cause to make the arrest.
Yes.
Today, you've done more investigation and research. Or you got to speak for the...
Yes.
And so you wouldn't have done it because you didn't have probable cause, you didn't have a right to arrest?
Yeah. That and realizing that he was not on city property, which in past practice, we made arrest on.
Those are the custom of the agency to
right.
conduct these arrests.
Yep. Because he was actually, where he was standing at is actually owned by DOT. It's owned by the state.
I have nothing further.
Okay. I just have one more follow-up question. I did notice in the video that your interaction with him, by the time you made contact with him, And by the time he was arrested, it was pretty quick. I believe it was around 14 seconds. Is that typical for those type of interactions, to expedite that quickly?
I would say it depends on the situation.
Okay. Are you aware that this entire interview has been recorded?
Yes.
Do you have any comments, questions, or statements before the this interview was terminated?
No.
Can you just briefly explain to me why this particular situation escalated so quickly and was not de-escalated?
I would say because of what Officer Luttrell had said, that he had already told him and that he wouldn't leave. And my gut was telling me and Mr. Graves' demeanor that he wasn't going to leave. And in my heart, I felt like we were doing the right thing, so we made the arrest. Of course, looking back now, we realize it was not right. But I also felt like, too, with Mr. Gray, if he wouldn't have left and he would have stayed up there, eventually I would have been forced to have to do something.
Understood. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Go ahead and terminate the interview at 9:29 on 5/20/2025.